The devil had already served notice the day he was taking you out. God, through the Holy Ghost, canceled out that order. He might have hit you, knocked you down low, but the Lord picked you back up, stood you up again, gave you another chance. I wish I had somebody here.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Right now, my Savior.
Bless you in radio line. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Call a friend, call a neighbor, my friends. Tell them to turn their radios on right now. You that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural, You that have those around you that's working witchcraft and voodoo. You that have problems on that job. Yes, you, my friends, that are in need of peace in that home. You, my friends, that are in trouble with finances. Ooh. Telephone number, my friends. Ooh. Get your pencils and paper ready. Somebody right now saying, wherever it seems that there's no peace in my home. Nah. And you'd love to know how to dress around that house. Some say, wherever I have a personal curse, a family curse that's been going on for a long time and don't know what to do about it. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friends. Don't try to memorize it. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a Kroger sock across their back and come back and boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can go off into the fields the next day. Some right now say, Rev, right now it seems they have so much hell raging around where they live, they don't even want to go home. Yes, those of you right now that have that court case pending and saying to yourself, it seems unwinnable. It seems that right now, you know, my friends, I've told some right now that they've been going through different situations that they didn't know how to turn around and been different places still looking for help. My friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, you send that prayer request and we're going to lay it on the altar. No matter what that problem is, now, my friends, remember to put your return address in there. And that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 2030321. Again, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. My friends, whatever donation you send from your heart. Remember, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth for you to keep. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around.
Okay. Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Okay, so now about nature, right? You had a problem. How did nature doing now?
It's doing fine, Reverend Greg.
How long did it take for you to notice?
Well, it started Wednesday.
Uh-huh. That's 3 days after you got it, or yes. 2 days after you got it.
Yes.
Or should we say on the third day?
Yes.
All right.
It's been doing good.
That's good.
It's been doing good.
That's good.
I'm sure it's glad for you.
You know, you're welcome. All right. Because you had told me you had went somewhere else and they had asked outrageous amounts of money, didn't do nothing.
No, they didn't.
Didn't do
they
nothing.
They sure didn't. And I drawed all the little money I had in the bank out.
Mm-hmm.
All except, you know, what I went and got to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, I get paid, I get the check, Greg. Friday, I get my check. Mm-hmm.
All right. Can I, can I have a testimony about how your nature came through?
Yes.
All right, because you told me at one time you everything wasn't going all right.
Yes.
And when you called, you just didn't know whether to trust it or not.
Yes.
What would you have to say about it if anybody else asked you?
Oh, I tell them it worked. It's really fine.
All
it's good.
All right.
And I thank God for you.
All right.
For helping me. You really helped me.
You're all right.
And I'm glad I called you. I listened to you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, one mind told me to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd call you and I got a blessing.
That's beautiful.
I got a blessing.
Yes, my friend, you know many of you right now, I know how it is when you don't have the finances, so I'm not going to turn you down. I'm going to show you, my friend, that you can turn that situation around if you have just that faith. Situations around you that are going just the opposite, my friends, I'm here to help you, because I cannot help you. I shut off to God will not harm. You know that book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. But right now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you join us for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town that's having the same trouble that you're having right now. Join us, my friends, just 1 minute of silent prayer.
Friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be in a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony about a woman. Here's another testimony about a young gentleman that have been helped through and by Reverend. You can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now, call him right now, Reverend Gregory. Right now, Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number, call right now, Reverend Gregory.
Oh my God, that telephone number, friend. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, we ask that you give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom, my friends, is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach, after it's gone, my friends, is something else to get it back. Oh, good God. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, and there is no failure in God. Oh, my God. Now, write down that mailing address once again, friends. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. When you write, my friends, include your telephone number and your mailing address. Oh, my God. Now, know, my friend, that you be glad that you did. This is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up and asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Whether it's a court case pending, whether you have a problem with arthritis, gout, rheumatism, you have a problem with diabetes or even growing hair on your head, we have remedies for all those things. Some say, well, Reb, I have a problem, a physical problem that is not natural. Call me, my friends. If I cannot help you, I sure enough to God will not harm you. If you have a problem with your nature on vacation, I'll show you, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. And all you need, my friends, is just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Now, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 1.